Good morning, folks. You're joining us here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. You're listening to the CFRC live sessions. I'm your host, Rue. And really excitingly, today the band Rogue Rising are joining us in session. We've been waiting for this one for a little while. Very exciting to have you guys in. Welcome to CFRC.
Thank you so much.
Now, let's get into kind of the origins of the band. You're all in or have been in various different bands in and around Kingston, and I feel like you guys have kind of been in music since all of you were really young, right? So talk us through, introduce yourselves to our listeners and just talk us through kind of where and how your musical journeys began.
All right, I guess I'll start. So I got into music at a young age, but I stopped doing it for quite a while because I was a competitive gymnast.
Okay.
And so it wasn't until in high school I was in a guitar building focus program and getting really into music again. I met this guy.
Jackson.
Yeah. We actually formed our first band, Razor Bunny, back then, which it died, but here we are today. So things are good.
The spirit of the bunny lives on.
Yeah.
Jackson, you're in a billion bands.
Yeah,
how did you
get
into it?
I started around the same time. I started playing much, later than she did. I think she played guitar around the same time. But I was playing guitar when I was in ninth grade, so that's where I start. I was in that same focus program, and I kind of stopped after that. I didn't play as much until I got involved more with another project. I was in Shook Planet after that. It was my first, touring band that went outside of Kingston. That was a big deal. And then I joined the Meringues, the same person. And I've just kind of been bouncing around since then, trying to do as much as I can. And I've made some money doing it, which is cool. But I just really like playing with a bunch of different cool musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Evan, what about you?
I pretty much started playing guitar in high school, and then from then I just started a band with my friends for fun called Arachnia, and we played metal and stuff like that. And then I went to school at St. Lawrence for music and digital media, and that's where I met Jackson.
I was also there. That's crazy.
And then he was my friend needs someone to play guitar in her band. And then that's how I met Rowan and Maddie, because he invited me to be that guitar player.
And Maddie, what's the Maddie lore?
There's not really much to it, unfortunately. Much less exciting than these guys. I kind of started playing music when I was really little, but kind of off and on. And I never really went anywhere with it until I got put in touch with Rowan through a mutual music teacher that we had, and that was through the Petrus that we started playing together. And then partway through that, she pitched the idea of the Rogue Rising to me, and I was sign me up. So that's how I got in with these guys.
Mm-hmm. And coming in from such different kind of bands and influences and stuff, from the almost thrashier metal stuff to almost pop punk, punk stuff, hard rock, to I don't know, whatever you would describe Shook Planet as, but putting
they're all loud, which is so we have some common ground. I think it's been fun too to show that kind of I knew Evan would be a different kind of guitarist, because I knew he was mostly more into heavier metal stuff, but I knew it would fit well with a different guitarist. And kind of you get two different sounds that way. And then I just like to play everything, so I just kind of fit in wherever, and I adapt so that I could stick around and keep playing.
Yeah, I also like how we're not limited to one genre. We all have different outlets for different types of music.
Yeah, for sure. And I think I remember when Rogue Rising was coming out, because I think to a lot of us that were watching from the outside, it seemed almost like Rogue Rising maybe came out of the ashes of the Petras in some ways. That was something that had started, and then it was okay, what's happening with this? And we were hearing a little bit about who's in and who's out, and then it was there's a new project, Rogue Rising is here. So I think to a lot of us, there was similar ethos to like Rogue Rising as well, where you guys come in trying to really kind of like, you know, be like cool, hard rocking, like women in music, women in like heavy rock music, just really just wowing the stage out there. So it's like, am I right in thinking that?
I think our first show was a Petra's gig that became our gig.
The timing of it was kind of funny because we were already like in rehearsals alongside the Petras. I planned to have both bands going at the same time.
As everyone knows, we have a billion bands in Kingston. Like everyone in Kingston is in three bands at least.
Yeah, it just so happened that our singer left in the Petras, and we didn't have a replacement, right? So we had to kind of scramble to try and like fill this gig. I was like, hey, I have this other band that could fill this spot. So our first gig was headlining the Bovine in Toronto.
Wow, that's an incredible way to like start your career, isn't it? Because it's like, that's a punk venue. It's a historic punk venue. It's really got the, like, I mean, you guys go for, you know, dressing and, like, looking the part on stage. That venue looks the part.
It sure does. It's got a very interesting vibe. Yeah,
everything on Queen Street's kind of got a vibe. That one's a lot of fun.
So, like, from there, it's evolved to, like, these really cool shows. Like, we saw you a couple of weeks ago where you were doing the punk matinee show that the Anti-Queens were headlining. And it was a lot of really cool bands. You guys went down so well at that show. I mean, I loved that it was an all-ages show as well. So there were, like, little kids in front that were just, like, rocking out, losing it to your stuff. You've got a very varied audience.
True, and I love that because our music is for everyone. Like, I know some kids that I coach at gymnastics, they're like, you know, 8 years old and they've heard our song Crush and they just love it. And then like my grandparents, they hear my song, they're like, yeah.
Amazing. I love that so much. And you just mentioned Crush. That's been the first single that like we've kind of had out into the world for a little while now, and people have been loving it, and you're gonna play it for us right now. What can you tell us about that song?
Yeah, well, so I wrote that song at a low place in my life. I was being told that, you know, music isn't a good thing to go into, that, like, you know, I couldn't make it, essentially. And so it was an immediate response to all these feelings, and I tried to turn it into something positive. Like, yeah, you know, like, don't let people crush your dreams. You can do it.
Mm-hmm. And now here we are, and we're going to be listening to the song right now on C4C.
Would have made it anyways. Should have been there backing me. Now you are the enemy. Never trust a traitor. Lose the love and learn to hate. And crush what stay love. Crush what I'm dreaming of. Crush lightning from above. Crush, 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 crush what stay love. Crush what I'm dreaming of. Crush struck down from above. Crush, 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 crush. Happy faces make me cry behind everyone's back. Am I living in illusion? There's no winning, no solution. Battlefronts inside my brain. Love and hate drive me insane. Put me in an institution. Maybe they'll be my delusion. Crush what stay love. Crush what I'm dreaming of. Crush lightning from above. Crush, 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 crush what stay love. Crush what I'm dreaming of. Crush struck down from above. Crush, 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 crush. Song. The world will sing along. Put your feet in a song. The world will sing along. Crush what stay love. Crush what I'm dreaming of. Crush lightning from above. Crush, 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 crush what stay love. Crush what I'm dreaming of. Crush struck down from above. Crush, 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 crush. Crush. crush, 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 crush. Crush, 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 crush.
Hey, we are Rogue Rising, and you just heard our new single, Crush.
Which is an explosive single. We love it so much. We saw you playing that single at a couple of different shows. I'm trying to remember which show this was, but it was one at the Brim Factory last year. And I remember that you guys had, like, apart from just kind of like we were talking about before we heard your song, the kind of dressing the part look aside, but you also had like a little Rogue Rising sign over there that everyone was, you know, just so people really can't miss your name and everything.
Shout out to my dad, he made that sign. It's epic, we love it.
Mm-hmm. I want to see that at more shows. It's so good.
Thank you.
Need it at the Toucan as well.
I don't know if we can fit on that stage, but we're going to try.
It's going to be the fifth member.
Yeah, I think people too kind of don't think about how it's not that hard to have a cohesive image on stage. And yeah, it's like, really, our conversation will go down is like, what color are we going to wear today? And it'll be like, purple. It's like, okay, I have a purple shirt. And mm-hmm, that's pretty much it. But it goes a long way. In like, you know, because then you see the pictures from that day. And I mean, that sign, as far as I know, we never change it from red because it looks better in red.
Sometimes yeah, we do.
But it does do other colors. And it can just create this very, you know, it looks like, yeah, these people all know what they're doing. Even if you really don't, it looks like you do. So
well, no one does. No yeah, one really does. But, and for our listeners yeah, who can't see this, we are, again, color coordinated today, where you guys are in the kind of vaguely black and red.
We didn't even plan this. This just happened today. You got red hair, man. You're good.
Yeah, you're yeah, yeah. You blend in with the couch. Okay, guys. tell me a bit about the shows, because like we were talking about, there's like a pretty set image and everything, but it's also just in the energy that you guys have up on stage. Like, it's very kind of rock and roll in like a Joan Jett way, in like an Avril way, but like more hardcore.
Yeah, you know, I love pop punk. I mm-hmm, think we all do. And I also love grunge. So, like, mm-hmm, that grunge attitude, you know, like Nirvana and Hole and anything like that. I try and bring a bit of that into our performances.
Mm-hmm. And, like, on the second song that you're going to be playing us, I can see that it's a little bit of a slightly, like, slightly softer song, slightly different from just the full-on energy of something like Crush. So, like, tell me a bit about how many different avenues you guys are exploring right now.
Yeah, we do have quite a good variety, which I don't like being limited, you know. We just write what we write and then put it out into the world. Mm-hmm. So I guess, yeah, if this is the end, it's got, like, these softer verses, but then when the chorus comes, it hits harder. So it's got, like, a bit of variation there.
I mean, the title of that song does sound very pop punk, you know. If this is the end, it builds up those stakes.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys a little secret. We are going to be releasing this song. It's going to be our next single.
Mm-hmm. And do we sort of roughly know, like, should people expect it in maybe the next 2 or 3 months or sort of?
We're looking at May.
Mm-hmm. So clearly you've been in the studio and you've been, like, recording a few tracks and stuff. How has the studio experience been for you guys?
Yeah, it's been really good. I mean, I met these guys, like, we formed the band after I'd already recorded quite a few of these songs.
Okay.
I've been working with Michael Hansen, who's the founding member of Glass Tiger, their drummer. And so, yeah, we recorded a whole bunch of stuff up in the Toronto area and Newmarket. And it's been really good. He's really great to work with.
Mm-hmm. It's such a learning process when you get into, like, a real studio as opposed to just making your demos, like, super DIY and stuff. So, like, what were some of the things you learned that you were like, okay, you know, actually this makes the studio kind of almost an instrument? You know what I mean?
Yeah, just coming in with the mindset that, you know, like, everything you do can be better in some way. So, you know, like, you have a cool guitar part, but, like, maybe there's, like, a new, like, tone you could play it with. Or, like, you know, Michael, he'll add in some, like, interesting drum effects or like, something like that. You'll, you know, more cowbell, whatever.
More cowbell. Always more cowbell. I mean, we didn't bring in a cowbell today, but do we see, like, a Rogue Rising cowbell era anytime in the future?
I think Maddie has a cowbell.
Oh, yeah. I do indeed have a cowbell. It's just waiting for the right moment.
Okay, we're going to be hearing your second song right now. I'll let you guys introduce it, and then you're going to play it for us here on C4C Live Sessions.
All right, here is If This Is the End by Rogue Rising.
Happiness is just around the bend. Everything's okay if we pretend. Yeah, we had a fight, but we'll pull through. Cause no one makes a mess of me like you. If this is the end, I know that I've let you down. If this is the end, I think I have to leave this town. If this is the end, I won't be seeing you around. If this is the end. Before it all fell apart, I'm sorry you were caught in the crossfire between my will and my desire. If this is the end, I know that I've let you down. If this is the end, I think I'll have to leave this town. If this is the end, I won't be seeing you around. If this is the end. Whispers, people say it's my fault. I know what they say starts in whispers. They say it's all my fault. If this is the end, I know that I've let you down. If this is the end, I think I'll have to leave this town. If this is the end, I won't be seeing you around. If this is the end.
Hi, we're Rogue Rising, and you just heard our song, If This Is the End.
You're listening to the CFRC Live Sessions. We're joined by Rogue Rising. And let's just talk about your first Kingston show, because, of course, your first ever show was Big Show in Toronto and everything. But then almost the homecoming was bigger, if possible. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is actually crazy. So we got an offer to open up for the screening of Freaky Friday in Springer Market Square.
Such a good movie.
Yes. And so we actually like learned some songs from the soundtrack, and we ended up like playing it in the square for, I don't know, how many people were there?
There was a lot. Like, the square was full. So it's
300 people.
At least 500.
Easily, yeah. Like, quite a few hundred.
It looked full.
And best of all, they didn't really come to see us. They liked it. But it's funny when you play to a group of people that were there to see a movie, and this rock band pulls up, and they're like, okay, I'm already here, right?
Yeah.
So they stick around, and it was really interesting.
It was a fun vibe, because they're also, like, blowing up the giant screen, like, right in front, and I'm, like, trying not to look at it, trying to focus on what I'm doing, but it's just so distracting, right?
At some point, you just go, okay, guys, I know we're all here for the film. Let's just turn our heads that way.
Yo, they were watching us. They were liking it.
They were really having fun. Like, I saw the pictures of it later, and it was just like kids kind of like, you know, chilling out. Again, it's like a show like that becomes all ages. Mm-hmm. And so it brings a really like diverse crowd of people. You have like little kids, you have older folks, everyone kind of vibing along. But then, like, it almost becomes, like, you know, the outdoor vibe changes. It becomes, like, a quintessential Kingston summer show.
Yes. Yeah, no, I know. All the kids and stuff, all the ages, we love that.
Mm-hmm. And so, obviously, you've been putting out a bit of music, like, Crush is out. And you've teased ahead to more singles and EPs and stuff. But on the other side of it, you've also got the music video for Crush. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about it.
So, you know, we figured for our first song, we definitely need a pretty awesome music video. Mm-hmm. So we worked with a high-class filmmaker, my brother. You know, he did an awesome job. That was his first ever music video. But, yeah, you guys can check it out on YouTube. Just look under Rogue Rising Crush. You can find it. It was really fun. Like, we... Obviously, like, I shot some scenes, just me and him, like, around town. But then we threw, like, this massive pizza party in an currently unused film studio. We invited, like, a bunch of our friends over and just, like, did a concert for them. Sort of, like, underground show.
I didn't even know there was an unused film studio in Kingston. But I feel like, you know... The pizza party theme also fits Rogue Rising. I mean, it's red, there's a bunch of that stuff, and it's just like, it fits your energy and fun vibe, you know?
Yeah, that's what we want. Like, music is about having fun.
Mm-hmm. And pizzas.
We blew our whole music video budget on pizza. I've spent like $300 on pizza.
Well, you only get one chance to do that. Yeah. Go all out.
So worth the memories.
Mm-hmm. And so I kind of want people to know where they can, like, follow up and find like your visuals, links to your videos and all that stuff. Plug the socials.
So you guys can find us on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, Spotify, all that. Just look under Rogue Rising. That's R-O-G-U-E Rising.
Mm-hmm. Which is great stuff. And so just tell us, you've announced one single that's coming out, you've had one out, you've been in the studio and you've been kind of recording music. What does kind of the rest of 2025 look like for Rogue Rising? Like, you must be working towards releases.
Yeah, so we have a few songs recorded, ready mm-hmm. to go. We're just getting the music videos done, and then, we'll be releasing at least, like, 3 more songs this year is the plan.
I love that the music videos are also part of the plan. I love that. So people should, go check it all out. Keep an eye as well as an ear out for it all. We're going to have one last track that you're also going to be playing for us. Again, at the moment, unreleased. What can you tell us about it?
This is our spooky song.
Really loud.
Love it.
The louder the song, the better. This is why we keep it at the end.
Yeah.
It is exhausting.
No, this one, worth it. This one, actually, I wrote it in the middle of a thunderstorm. This was the vibe. Mm-hmm. It was like a dark, stormy night, and the song Ouija just came to me.
It does feel like that, you know? Like, obviously, you mentioned it in the chorus and everything, but it does feel like that as well. Like, it's got this kind of, like, contemplative and, like, thundering vibe with the drums and everything just crashing in and stuff. So I feel like you've really captured the spirit of it.
Yes, thank you.
And we've seen it live. So I'm saying this because it's not like a surprise. We've seen you guys play this one live as well. But people will be hearing it right now in studio as well. And that's the last song that we're going to be going out with. So I've really enjoyed it. Thanks so much for coming in, for playing us these awesome tunes, and for stopping in to talk to us.
Thank you. And yeah, if you guys are in Kingston on April 26th, we're playing a show. We're opening for Vivian Wilder at the Toucan.
It's going to be such a good show. I feel like that's going to be like the Broom Factory punk matinee show that we just had for Women's Day. But it's going to be like a Toucan vibe, a Toucan twist on it, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be a good one for sure.
I cannot wait. Awesome. Well, Rogue Rising, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Rue.
Thanks.
I said, hey, wanna play? Let's gather around now. What you say? Strike the match. We'll set the mood. Light the candles, don't be a prude. Cause the rain is falling and the thunder's coming. Wanna see what we just said? Oh, the rain is falling and the thunder's coming. Wanna talk with the undead? It's getting worse, don't overcomplicate. Sit across from me and we'll count to three. Just one thought, better not let go while the game is hot. Cause the rain is falling and the thunder's
Listening to 101.9 FM CFRC Radio, and we are Rogue Rising.
Nailed it.
Keep that.
On Saturday, February 7th, the Carr Harris Cup returns to CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in at 7 p.m. to catch the 140th anniversary clash between the Queens Gaels and their crosstown rivals, the RMC Paladins. The Carr Harris Cup is more than just a game. It is a celebration of history, pride, and the Kingston community. And you can catch all the intense action on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Are you looking for smoking hot local singles in your area? Well, look no further. Tune in Thursdays at 11:30 for the Release Radar Rundown with great singles released by local Kingston artists, a program made possible in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and our friends at Modern City Taxi. We've got something for everyone with great music across genres made by musicians in our community. Join in the fun. Release Radar Rundown, Thursdays, 11:30 a.m. right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Single Thread Theatre, running PXR 2026 this February, an exciting conference where live art meets extended reality. Today's program features a lively chat with local singer-songwriter Nolan Hubbard about his collaborative new release, Birdie, and some conversation about exciting things coming down the line for him, and also a spin of this great new song. Each week, this program features smoking hot local singles released this year right here in Kingston, Ontario, that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series alongside occasional interviews. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on our airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, let's dive into this wonderful conversation with local artist Nolan Hubbard. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome, Nolan, to CFRC and the Release Radar Rundown. We're so happy to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Dinah. I appreciate you folks having me on, and yeah, looking forward to chatting.
Amazing. And huge congratulations on another new release for you so early in the new year.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I just put out this song called Birdie with my good friend Cassidy Taylor. She's an amazing songwriter, producer, do-it-all kind of artist from Toronto. And we worked on that song last year and thought it would be an awesome way to start the year for both of us. So
yeah, let's talk a little bit more about it in just a few minutes. But before chatting about it, I wonder if we can learn a little bit more about what's been happening with you over, say, the last year or so. Last year, 2025, looked to me like a really big year for you. I saw at least four or five singles released, a couple of them collaborations with Sit Still. You've been all over the place making music and also playing lots of shows. Tell us about what's been going on and how your music career has been building so recently.
Totally. Last year really kind of felt like the year that I hit my stride as a music maker and releaser. I think over the past, I've been making music now for about 10 years. My first album came out in 2017. And there's this kind of long period between where I was trying to figure out how to produce my own music. Like that first album, I made it down in Nashville with a bunch of really cool session musicians and a great producer from Toronto. But I, over the years, was trying to figure out how to kind of recapture some of that, that quality of music that I got to make so early on. And it's been a ton of just, sitting in my bedroom, figuring out sounds and tinkering with different ways to create my music. And I feel like this past year, 2025, was really the year that it all kind of came together for me. And I felt like I felt really confident putting out a bunch of new music. So that's what I did. I started the year off on the tail of an EP I had just put out at the end of 2024. And that was like my first self-produced EP. It was five songs. And that really kind of put me in a good place where I felt like, okay, I'm putting the music out there that I'm really proud of, and it sounds, it feels like me, etc. So 2025 was just kind of capitalizing on that more throughout the year. I put out seven or eight songs throughout the year.
Yeah, and quite a lot.
Yeah, and a big part of that was collaboration, like you were saying. I feel like surrounding myself with a lot of friends who I also really appreciate their music and the way that they make their music. I think that helped me a lot through last year, where put out a couple songs with my friend Sit Still. Me and Cassidy worked on this song that just came out this year. And I got a whole bunch more of that coming this year. So that's been kind of exciting for me. And I also played a ton of shows last year. I got back into doing music full-time back in 2024. And so 2025 was like my first year in a couple years where I spent the whole year just making all my income from performing music, producing music, etc. So that felt pretty cool. That was the dream I had when I was a kid starting to play guitar. So it felt good to do the thing. And I came along with a lot of fun opportunities. I got to play the Ottawa Blues Fest last summer. Mm-hmm. And that was a big milestone gig for me. I don't think there's any hiding that. I was kind of, dream come true to play on stage that, alongside a bunch of crazy artists. There was like Green Day, Hozier, a bunch of other cool people on the bill that, idols of mine.
And, wow. Amazing.
That was a lot of fun. And I've spent a lot of the last half of the year working on my upcoming album, which I'm excited to talk to you about today. Last half of my year was getting these 10 songs for this upcoming album together. And I'm really, really happy with how they came out. So,
all right. Well, we're going to chat about that in a few minutes too. How exciting. So I really loved that you brought back or brought up your first EP, which came out quite some time ago, like 9 years ago now. Right. So
yeah,
I wonder where this is a hard one, I guess, for a lot of musicians, but where would you situate yourself in terms of genre? And maybe you can talk about how your music has evolved since that first release.
Totally. You know what? It's funny. I was, after I put out that record for a couple of years, I was kind of fighting it a little bit. And what I mean to say is like, it had a very Nashville color to it. Cause I went down to Nashville to record it. So yeah. It had, you know, I had a ton of slide guitar, a ton of, I guess, country leaning, influence on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was still, I guess, a pop record, but, there was a couple of years after I put it out where I felt like, I feel like I was put in a box a little bit in terms of the sound that came out of that record. And there's so many other sounds I want to explore in my music. So I had a bit of a gripe with that for a while, but I think it's funny, 9 years later, I think I've kind of come back to home a little bit and realized that a lot of the flavors on that record were, kind of the music I grew up on and the music that as I get older, I get more in touch with. And I think the question came up a lot this past year of like, what genre are you? It is still a hard question to answer. There's a lot of genres that go into my music. I grew up on rock and roll, heavy metal, soul music, jazz music, everything. So it was kind of hard to pick through all my influences and find what felt like me. But I think this past year I became a little more confident in saying that I think blues is at the heart of all my music. I think all the artists that I aspire to be like and my idols, they were all influenced by the blues as well. And I think that, you know, whether I put a slide guitar on it or play it on the banjo or play it on an electric guitar, it all comes from the blues for me. I think that that's a big part of what I do. And I think mixing that with the other influences I have, like jazz and that kind of thing, feels right. And I think it comes out, especially in the live show, where there's a ton of moments in my live show where I improvise guitar solos. And I think a lot of that comes from, you know, watching hours of blues jams and Stevie Ray Vaughan and that kind of thing. I think that's what really excites me about making music and playing music. So I think the blues is at the heart of it all. I think it's still this kind of pop amalgamation of a lot of different things. But I think blues, soul, jazz, like those feel a little bit more like me as I look back after 10 years of making music.
Thank you so much, Nolan. Appreciate that. So also, you've had some big highs from the last year, but toward the end of the year, I heard through the grapevine and all over the, you know, subreddits and Facebook and Instagram that you had a smash and grab situation, and I understand, and lost all your gear.
Yeah.
What the heck happened?
So, I mean, I always try to be safe with my gear, obviously, as a working musician. It's, you know, sometimes I feel like my guitar is my best friend kind of thing. So I'd got home from a show late one night, early in December of this past year, and, you know, left my car out in the end of our driveway and, you know, wasn't really thinking much of it. And I left some guitars in there because I got home super late night. There was pizza ready for me inside, and you know, only real thing on my mind was pizza.
I've been working all night. I'm hungry. Yeah.
It was exactly that, and so you know, I didn't really think twice about it. And I woke up the next morning and went out to the car to grab my gear, and lo and behold, it was broken into. So they got me for a good amount of, you know, what I own as a musician. It was two of my main guitars. So I had a Martin acoustic guitar that I bought probably 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's been my Road Warrior guitar, my recording guitar, for a lot of time. It's also the guitar I wrote most of the songs that are on this upcoming album. A lot of my favorite songs in my lifetime were written on that guitar. And there was also my Fender Stratocaster, which is a guitar I got when I was, I think, 16 or 17 years old. And I'm 29 now, so I don't like doing the math on that one, but I've had that guitar for a long time. Obviously it was a huge blow to, me personally, I guess. Those guitars meant a lot to me nostalgically, and just the sentimental value of what those guitars and I have been through over the years. That was a tough moment for me, for sure. And it I had such a great year, but all I could think in that moment was, oh God, what has happened to me, you know?
So tell us about the impact though. You just, like, you had just come home from a gig, and clearly you are using these instruments on a day-to-day basis. Has there been an impact for you to be able to write, record, and perform with the loss of those instruments?
Yeah, you know, that end of the year there, I had planned throughout the year to spend a little time during those couple weeks around Christmas to finish making this record and finish recording it. And all of a sudden, I literally didn't have a single electric guitar anymore. And that's a big part of how I made this record and the music that I make, and also the music that I play every night. Like, part of my whole brand and part of the music I love playing every night is having those tools with me. And it was tough. I had a show. So it happened on a Sunday night, and I had a show the next Tuesday night. So a day later. And I'm really grateful that there's so many generous and kind people in the community around me. So I had some friends of mine lend me guitars to get through those first couple weeks, both mm-hmm. for recording and playing shows. And
yeah,
that meant the world to me. Because it was pretty dark there for a second, where I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do, because I unfortunately don't have a whole bunch of extra disposable income sitting around as a full time working musician. So
or the money to pay the deductible for the insurance.
Exactly. And I was trying to get all that stuff sorted out as soon as I could. In the meantime, it was like I just wanted to play shows and keep doing what I was doing. It was such a great year and such a creative year that it really sucked to have that momentum feel gone all of a sudden. But a lot of people came through for me as friends and set me up with guitars to get through that month. And I'm still using a couple borrowed guitars right now from friends and
saving up the cash to replace.
Yes. Now I am, really dancing for my money out there. I'm putting every tip that I make at a show towards the new guitar fund, as it were. So,
all right. So this is a good segue. So you have just released a new single, and you did mention that there is an upcoming album. I assume there'll be some, album release parties and stuff that everybody listening should go attend, because this working musician needs the tools to make the good music. So let's talk about this wonderful new single that you co-produced with Cassidy Taylor out of Milton.
Yeah.
Tell us about Birdie.
Okay, so me and Cassidy met at the start of last year, 25, and it was just through mutual friends online. Like, we both, I used to live in Toronto for a couple of years when I first started out making music, and met a bunch of people through my travels there, and I still get out to the city pretty often and meet other artists, play shows with other artists. So Cassidy and I had a bunch of mutual friends, and I think it was like, I saw a story of her music and like her playing a song, and I thought, hey, I like the kind of music she's making. We got kind of a similar thing going on. So followed her, she followed me back, and we sent each other a message at some point and said, hey, if you ever want to write music together, hit me up. One kind of slow week last spring, we messaged each other and said, hey, do you got a second to do a virtual session just like this? And we got on a Google Meet, and she showed me this voice note that she had for a song. And it was like very, sounds nothing like the song you hear today, but there was some kind of key parts, like a little synthesizer part that really stuck out to me. And I was like, ooh, I want to be a part of that. So yeah. We did the whole thing virtually for the first couple months there, where I think we started working on it last May, and we had like three or four Google Meet hangs where we would send each other the files back and forth. And it was my first time doing a songwriting session fully like that. So it, you know, it came with some like technical hurdles, but at the same time, you know, a beautiful thing about making music in this age is that it's totally doable. So yeah, we would just record parts, send them back and forth. And eventually sometime in the summer, we were like, this is feeling like a song. So we planned a trip where I was going to Toronto to see some other friends, and stopped in Milton, and we recorded the final vocals and this cool little outro part where we both sat in the room and sang into one mic kind of thing. And yeah, Birdie came out of it. It's one of my favorite songs I've worked on last year. And yeah, it's a cool thing to mix music with other people. I was, over those years, trying to figure out what my sound was and what music meant to me. I was kind of introverted a little bit. Like I was at home all the time trying to figure out what it all meant to me. And I think doing something like this helped me as a musician, as well as just got a cool song out of it. It was a really cool experience for us. And that's kind of what the song is about. It was, we were talking about, when we started writing the lyrics, we were like, you know, sometimes it feels a little isolating to be a DIY artist, because you got to sit here and you got to make the song for, you got to write it on your guitar, and then you got to record it on your laptop in your bedroom. And then you got to, you know, do a bunch of TikToks to promote it or whatever it is. And that can get a little lonely sometimes. And that's right. Kind of what we talked about in the song. And I think it's resonated with us a lot, and I hope it resonates with other people.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And now, is this a song that might be featured on the upcoming album that you've been teasing?
So you know what? We talked about it. I said, I got an album coming out. Like, should we include this on the album? And it's not actually included on the album, which, you know, I kind of am glad that it gets its own spotlight. And also it means when the album comes out, you get 10 brand new songs. But but yeah, no, it's its own thing.
Yeah. So let's hear about the new album. Give us a little bit of inside info and any and maybe an ETA.
Absolutely. So there's been two singles that I put out last year that are part of this album. There's a song that I put out last spring, start of summer, called Touch. And when I put it out, I thought it was also just going to be its own entity and on to the next one kind of thing. But I started playing that one live shortly after I put it out, and it quickly became my favorite song to play for people. And also, I think it resonated with a lot of people. I heard from a lot of friends that it was their favorite song of mine, and you know, a lot of nice things like that. And as I was writing more music through the year, I thought it all kind of related to that song, and it all kind of had the same spice that that song had. So I kind of retroactively said, you know what, this is the first single of this upcoming album. And then I put out another song later in the year called Making It Up, with a fun music video that I shot with a local creative here, Mr. Gabanga Salu of Creatopia Studios. Mm-hmm. And really fun time shooting that music video with him. He's an incredible filmmaker. And yeah, we had a lot of fun making that together. And yeah, I've finally finished the album right at the start of this past month in January of 26. Mm-hmm. And I am happy to say that it is coming soon. And you know what? I'm just going to tell you when it's coming, if that's all right.
Yes.
So this album is coming out on March 4th. It's coming soon. It's very soon. We're just about a month away. So I've got a bunch of exciting things coming with that. I've got another music video for one of the songs.
Nice.
I've got another single that is coming out sometime before then. So maybe that's where I'll leave a little bit of mystery. Sometime between now and March 4th, you're going to hear another tune, and it's one of my favorites on the record.
And will there be an album drop party?
Yes, there will be an album drop party. I'm playing at Musiki every month, or every Wednesday for the month of February. And the keen ones with the calendars in their hands will see that March 4th is also a Wednesday. So I'm not going to give too many of those details yet until I've got everything squared away. But there will definitely be a little celebration listening party kind of a night coming up.
So excited for you, dude. This is amazing news. And yes, we're going to be waiting with bated breath for that date, crossing the days off the calendar. This is fantastic. Really nice that you got everything all done for the album, especially after the loss of your equipment. Really awesome that you have a great community of musicians that came to your aid to get you through until you get your new stuff. But yes, audiences that are listening, get out to Nolan's shows, put money in those tip jars and get out to the shows, pay this guy money to play some music so he can get the money he needs to replace his equipment and continue making more awesome music for everybody in this community and beyond. Nolan, wow, thank you so much. Congratulations on this new release of Birdie with Cassidy. It's a beautiful song, and we're going to play it in just a couple moments. But thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule, getting things all ready to rock for March the 4th, and chatting with us here on the Release Radar Rundown. It's a real pleasure.
Yeah, you as well, Dana. Thank you very much for having me and talking to me about this. And I look forward to seeing all you folks at a show sometime soon.
And thanks again to Nolan for chatting with us today about his new release right here on the Release Radar Rundown. Don't forget to give this tremendous local artist a follow at Nolan H Music on Instagram to keep up with the latest developments and show announcements. Before signing off, today's intro and outro bed track is a single released last year by Nolan Hubbard called Make It Up. And just a reminder that local musicians who want their new work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC can complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to follow CFRC at CFRC Music on Instagram as well. For now, we're going to end our show with Nolan Hubbard and Cassidy Taylor's new collaborative release. Thanks for tuning into the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Single Thread Theater. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time.
We're just making it up as we go for what feels like forever. No, but don't want. Little blue bird, fly away. No one ever asked you to stay. Show them why you get high in your blue sky. Go self-medicate. 9 to 5 through the night, do it. Gets you by. Think of me before you go down, holding on to broken clouds. Keep you safe but never too sound. Hit the ground, you're allowed. Back when our world was so green, when you knew how to land here with me. Now you left. Season is cold. Go self-medicate if it gets you by. Think of me before you go down, holding on to broken crowns. Keep you safe but never too sound. Hit the ground, you're allowed. Hit the ground, you're allowed. Pretend like the sky isn't oh so gray. So gray. Up there on your power line.
me before you go down.
This February, find where live art meets extended reality. Single Thread Theater presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, the Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Welcome to the Real World, the debut release by local punk rock band Rev Zed. With influences such as Rage Against the Machine, The Ramones, and Deep Purple, the record's themes include narcissism and a protest against artificial intelligence. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Welcome to the Real World now on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called You're Gonna Hear My Name Again with us here on CFRC 101.9 FM.